Well, we are and we aren't. On the one hand, we very much welcome the humanitarian assistance that Britain has already provided and other countries too. And of course, the military airstrikes by the United States. We're grateful for that. And I want to make that point very clearly. But it's not enough. And I echo what Anne Cluid was saying. And Anne has been to Kurdistan many times. She knows the situation on the ground. I echo what Anne Clude is saying, whether it's one person on top of that mountain, 5,000 or 50,000, they need to be rescued. The argument that the number is fewer than expected and they're okay there, how do we know they're okay there? The situation is fluid. But how do we know that ISIS won't attack them again?
It is fluid, but the point is that unlike you or me, Anclude or anyone else, the US Special Forces have actually been on the mountain. They've seen the situation. They've not just flown over it. They've physically been there. Can't we take their judgment on this?
Sure, they've been there, but I'm saying that can they really predict what's going to happen with ISIS? I mean, the terrorists shoot at helicopters. They're waiting for those refugees to come down so that they can get at them. The situation is fluid, and maybe today it might look like those people on top of the mountain are okay, but can we guarantee that they'll be okay tomorrow? Whereas if they were airlifted, then, of course, that's it. That's the end of the issue. They're airlifted, they're out of danger.
In practical terms, given the difficulties of airlifting people off a mountain, and as you said, with potentially hostile action from Islamic State if the West were to try that, what is it you're looking for? Are you looking for some kind of recreation of the humanitarian corridor that we saw, 20 years ago now, when the Kurds were seeking international protection from Saddam Hussein?
We are looking for a ramped up humanitarian and military assistance. What has been promised is good. What's been delivered so far is good, but it hasn't gone far enough. A lot of the promises that have been made actually haven't been delivered yet.
What sorts of things?
Well, for example, the weapons that we've been promised, we haven't really seen that much arrive on the ground. The humanitarian assistance, a great deal has been promised. Not that much of it has arrived on the ground. We need to see delivery on the ground in force and with speed. We can't afford to take our time, and we can't afford to deal with this in little bits and pieces here and there. It needs to be a concerted big drive to really help the humanitarian situation and to really push back on ISIS.
The Dutch government said this lunchtime that it isn't ruling out helping to supply arms to the Peshmerga, the Kurdish fighters, if the current security threat continues. Do you have any reason to believe that it won't continue?
No, the threat is still very much there. The Peshmerga have, thanks to the airstrikes, have been able to push back on ISIS. But ISIS still control a quarter of the territory of Iraq, in addition to one third of the land of Syria. They're very well armed. They have plenty of money. And they're hardened fighters who've been, in Al-Qaeda over the past decade. So the threat is still there. That's why I'm saying that we need a concerted effort to push them back.
Does that mean then that you want the EU foreign ministers, who are meeting tomorrow for their first joint discussions on this crisis, you want them to agree to deliver arms to your fighters?
Yes, we need delivery of arms, we need more airstrikes, we need logistical support, and we need intelligence. We have boots on the ground. Our own Peshmerga are doing the fighting, and they will continue to do the fighting. And they're prepared to go on the mountain, Mount Sinjar, and help those people down if the Allies or let's say the West can help us create a corridor to do that. We can't do it alone. We're not asking for troops on the ground. We're asking for the tools to help us fight ISIS. And we're doing this fight on behalf of the whole world. Right. Whether you live in London, New York, Paris or Madrid, ISIS are fighting you. You need to help us fight back.
Bayan Abdulrahman from the Kurdish Regional Government, thanks very much.